It is Friday. I've already said this in the last few weeks, but I can't believe it is already December 22nd, 2006. 2006, it will be gone in just about 8 days. And I will be live for part of the week next week. I'm definitely taking off Monday and Tuesday, but we have some great rebroadcast for you. If you're going to be in your town, your city, would like to tune in, or let's say you're on vacation, you can always tune in via shortwave from 11 to 2 Central, and of course from 9 to midnight, we retransmit on WWCR. You can always listen on the internet at Infowars.com. We re-air the show every day after it ends at 2 Central over and over again, continual loop, and you can subscribe for free to our podcast. People have emailed me saying, your podcasting link is dead. No, that's how podcasting works. You link to it, and then that link that you think is dead, a dead page, is what you put into your podcasting program, and then it works. But we put some instructions up there for people that are semi-novices like myself. I mean, I know how to use the internet, send an email, download things, download programs, do different things, but when it comes to just basic procedures, I am a babe in the woods. But so the podcast is really getting popular, and tens of thousands of people a day are downloading it. So I hope that you, those of you that don't, start using it for your MP3 players or for your iPods. Okay, we got an important broadcast today. The North American Union is absolutely central. We're just in the last year, in 2006, seen it forced into public consciousness. At around this time last year, Bush had concluded meetings in March, then had another meeting in December. On Christmas Day, the Dallas Morning News reported that Bush and Vicente Fox had hired the big PR company, Rob Allen & Co. in Dallas, to foment in the next 4 months the illegal alien pro-open border demonstrations that you saw across the country. And we pointed that out, and then you saw the aftermath of it. So we've got Dr. Jerome Corsi joining us coming up in the second hour today to talk about some of the big new developments concerning the North American Union. We set him up about a week ago, and we appreciate the fact that he's coming on in the middle of the holidays with us. In the meantime, there's an audio clip I want to play from CBS News in the 80s concerning the Bohemian Grove. Somebody with access to the CBS and ABC archives is posting on YouTube because it's got the internal timestamps from the tapes at the networks that are used just for their records, not for rebroadcast. And it's the same person posting all this stuff. I want to commend them. They've also plugged this website and put links to us, so they're obviously listeners who visit the websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And they also posted a 2001, the now deceased Peter Jennings, talking about skull and bones. I had the shorter clip just where he was showing the video that Ron Rosenbaum of the New York Observer, who we interviewed, the person that got the footage, but this is the whole newscast. It's like 5 minutes long. We're going to play that coming up in this first hour. We're also going to have wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231. And I will go to your calls in this first hour, 1-800-259-9231. And then the really big news, the liberals have finally woken up to it, privatized concentration camps in America. We're going to read that article. Also, Putin has seized Dutch Roll Shell fields. And the big news, they're gearing up for the national draft. We'll tell you about that first when we get back.
It's here after a year in production.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8-inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Dad, can we stop? We need to go to the bathroom.
What? Again? We just stopped 2 hours ago.
Honey, let's stop because I gave the kids their Spark Berkey water bottles.
Why did you do that?
Because they can't drink and talk at the same time, and that way we don't have to listen to them singing,
"Are we there yet? Are we there yet?"
for the entire trip.
I didn't think about that. Great idea.
Yeah, and it's cheap entertainment for the kids. Bottled water costs around 75 cents a bottle, and using our Berkey Sport bottles, it costs us less than 2.5 cents per refill.
Honey, you're terrific.
Oh, honey, so are you. You're the one that bought the family our Sport Berkey water bottles. Now, can we stop? I need to go, too.
Get your Berkey Sport purification bottle for only $39 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. Debt Bubble Red Alert and Real Estate Crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XA.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it, of course, is Friday, the 22nd of December, 2006. We do have Dr. Jerome Corsi coming up to join us in the second hour. I know that we're already loading up the phone lines at 1-800-259-9231, but let me first get into the draft news for you today. Of course, it's not going to be called a draft or conscription. It's called National Compulsory Service, and I've seen White House officials on Fox News, we played the clips here, say, well, we're not for a draft, but we're for national service. It's like everything else they say. They perpetually lie, but they do it in a lawyerly way. And so they will deny it up until the minute they announce it so that opposition can never form against it. Oh, we're not going to attack Iraq. We have no intention of attacking Iraq. We just are letting Saddam Hussein know we're serious. Then it turns out we now have all the memos where they planned to attack first day in the White House. They talked about staging WMD fines. They lied to the public. They knowingly lied. Now all these White House officials have testified to it. CIA section chiefs. It's not debatable. And the Democrats, Bill Clinton, when he was president, called for a commission to be set up by Congress, which was set up to study the draft, and their finding was a draft would be needed because of the expanding role that America was going to play as the guardian of global democracy. And that means bombed out cities, total enslavement, petty dictators put into power, genocidal operations, U.S. troops dying en masse. That's democracy. Again, it's always the opposite. It's like Bush calls for total blanket amnesty for all illegal aliens. It clearly says total blanket amnesty, unlimited skilled and unskilled workers being brought in, anyone who's here being legal. And he says in the State of the Union 2 years ago that it is not amnesty. It is total amnesty. Imagine if you had a neighbor who had lied to you once, twice, three, four times, five times, 10 times, 100 times, 1,000 times, and you still let them come water your plants, you still ask them to house sit for you, and every time they house sit, things come up missing, and then you've got another neighbor who says, you know, they've house sat for me, and they've asked permission to, and then stuff comes up missing, and then you say to them, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. I don't care if they've lied to me hundreds of times, admittedly. I'm going to let them house sit. Or no. I'm going to sign over all my bank accounts to them. And I'm going to, you know, ask them to have a gun and protect me. I mean, that's basically what the government is. And that's what they've done. So Bush gets up there in Florida and says, there's going to be a draft. There will be a draft. I mean, no draft. See, he can't get the real discussions he's having behind closed doors with the catapulting the propaganda, as he said, onto the public. It's like Rumsfeld 3 times has said on television that they shot down Flight 93 over Shanksville, Pennsylvania. He said twice a missile hit the Pentagon. These guys just, well, it's really simple. They cannot get their lies straight in front of the American people. So, this is fresh out today. And when I'm on a show like Mike Gallagher, or I'm on a program like Lars Larson, these big national shows, and I raise this point, they say, that's not true, that's a conspiracy. 4 years ago, the National Draft Boards had their funding roughly doubled. They set up the draft boards again. Selective Service activated draft boards in every county and city in all 50 states and protectorates, holdings, possessions. And massive recruiting campaigns were launched. Did you know that in Mexico City, I've seen video of it, there are billboards everywhere recruiting. Openly recruiting foreign military now, open mercenary forces. And then you go sign up, and then instantly when you sign up and then serve a tour, you are then allowed to become basically a U.S. citizen instantly. Isn't that just lovely? Maybe we'll have an all-Russian military or something. Well, Russia doesn't border us. Mexico does, and so that'll be our new military. But they're not getting even enough recruits there. They're like, I don't think so. You know, I can just walk up to America and become instantly legalized without even jumping through these hoops. So that's what's happening. So they have to have a draft. And it isn't just wrangle. Republicans have introduced legislation for national drafts. And they're already drafting. They're already conscripting people in the military who have served, who've signed up for a 10-year stint. Their 10 years is up. They served the last 2 years in Iraq. And they say, sorry, you didn't read the fine print of your contract. We are doing a stop-loss, automatic re-upping. You've now got to stay in another 4 years. And by the way, we're not going to give you a rest. You're going to serve tour after tour after tour after tour, something that's never happened. Even in the Revolutionary War, they would only make colonial soldiers serve 1 year. And there's Washington being beaten by the British over and over again. He gets out in front of his troops, and he begs them not to leave, but they have no shoes, because the shoes fell apart marching, you know, thousands of miles in some cases over the year, up and down the East Coast. And their families are at home starving to death. They've got to go feed their family. By the way, they couldn't pay them. They paid them, in many cases, around a tenth. You can go read the history books. Very small percentages of what they said they pay them. They didn't have the money. And George Washington couldn't stop them, and most of them would leave. But then he would get a new crop in who had their family supplied and were volunteering. Mainly because of British butchery and war crimes. The British would have won, but they committed so many arrogant crimes against the population that Washington was sure to lose. He had been beaten in all the battles, fighting 6-1, 8-1. the most modern, militarized, mechanized military up until that point, the, quote, British invincible redcoats. So no one has ever forced our military men and women to serve more than one tour. Folks, there are people about to start their fifth tour, and you're like, wait a minute, the war only started almost 4 years ago now. Yeah, but there were people who were already supposed to get out a year before the war who were stop lost. So they're about to start their fifth tour. 5 years. 3 3/4, almost 4 years now in frontline, house-to-house combat. And they're basket cases. Instead of one-third having post-traumatic stress disorder and falling apart, no matter how macho you are, your glands literally burn out. Okay, they're not meant to have sustained combat every day for years. Now, this happens to professionals, people, heart surgeons, dentists, lawyers, people who every day, people who are type A personalities, who stay at a high level. It's happened to me. You get to where you can only perform once you're on the air. You're exhausted when you're not. You have to hype yourself up. Well, it's 10 times worse when it's actual combat. Kicking down doors every day, being shot at every day, not knowing when a bomb's going to go off every day. You get hyped up. We've had Sully Costello, Colonel Craig Roberts, many others here in studio, you know, who served as police officers, as snipers in Vietnam. And they'll tell you, you get addicted to it. And because once you've been, and then you become SWAT team commanders and helicopter pilots and DEA agents, because you get addicted. It is a drug. And then you get more and more burned out from it. Thrill seeking, because you now are addicted. But you take that, you put people in combat for 4 years, and folks, it just can't continue. It just can't go on. Record suicides, record deaths, and all the toxins, the DU, the toxic waste, the sand mites, all the spiders, the stuff that's over there. And they sleep down in these dank bunkers. One of my cousins was in a base right by that big ammo depot that blew up, and he was down deep in the ground, and some horrible spider bit him. And last time I heard, months later, pus was just pouring out every day of his head. And, of course, he doesn't even ask for time off. He doesn't even ask to get a medical leave. He's got to fight Al-Qaeda with pus dripping out of his head for America. Because, you know, we're fighting for America over there. Just these well-meaning, good people. But the road to hell is paved with good intentions. You know, there were a lot of good Germans, folks, on the front lines fighting the Russians at Leningrad. And they thought that, they believed it. These were Christian men. They thought they were good guys. You know, you'd meet them, they'd buy you dinner. Nice guys, have a drink with. But they were part of an evil army. And you can't explain that to them. I mean, 70% of them want to come home and know something's wrong, but there's that 30% who just, I mean, it's like cult member, folks. Absolute cult member. And you just can't get through to them. Hey, listen, they put Saddam in. Hey, they staged all this. They lied about it all. You're not meant to win. Here, let me show you official Pentagon documents where they say they want to keep the war going and break the country up so you're not meant to win. No, I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to see that. I don't want to know. No, it's not true. Okay, fine. What has led me to this, this whole line of discussion today? Privatized immigrant detention facilities for families revealed to be modern-day concentration camps. Oh, that was another story, sorry. Selective service to test draft machinery. That's Associated Press. Oh, no, they're just setting it all up, oiling it, having their minions go kind of send up trial balloons. Here's another one. VA head, this is AP, says draft beneficial to society. Oh, no, there's no plan.
Do you know the truth about breast cancer? Do you realize that the race for the cure is over? The best-kept secret in the world today is that now it's possible to kill cancer without personal suffering. mutilation, and poisoning of your entire system. Now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at a physician's office. Star War technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267. 702-953-0267. Or visit www.lasemedinc.com. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
Way up north. Way up north. North to Alaska. Go north. Precious home. North to Alaska, go north to Russia's home. Big Sam left Seattle in the year of 92 with George Pratt, his partner, and brother Billy too. They crossed the Yukon River and found the Bonanza Gold below that old white mountain just a little southeast of Nome. Sam crossed the majestic mountains to the valleys far below. He talked to his team of Huskies as he mushed on through the snow, with the northern lights a-running wild in the land of the midnight sun. Yes, Sam McCord was a mighty man in the year of 1901.
Welcome back.
Where the river is winding.
Sounds good to me. Not the gold, folks. The river winding and the northern lights are running. Johnny, Omar, Jeff, Lewis, we're going to get to everybody. Some people have been emailing me going, hey, man, it's Christmas time. And fine, we'll dig up some Christmas music and play it for you. I like Christmas, too. But it'd be like, let's say I lived in a little village and there were enemy barbarians pouring through the woods about to attack the village. And I looked out the window and saw them coming. I shouldn't ring the alarm bell. I shouldn't tell. I should just go, well, it's Christmas, and so I'm not going to warn people what's happening. I'll just, because I'm on all these talk shows doing interviews all week, and they're just, you be sure and have a good Christmas. Boy, you sure got a bad view on things. Well, yeah, we used to have 1 in 25,000 with autism, and now it's below 168. It's even worse than the numbers we got a few years ago, and a lot of really bad things are happening. Our money's pretty much been cut in half its value in the last 6 years. I'm pretty upset about that, and they're openly setting up the draft mechanisms and saying they're gearing up for it, and all these public officials, Republican and Democrat, are going, you know, it'd be a good idea. We sure need it, but oh, no, we're not for it, though. And all this stuff's happening, and there's a plan to send our troops to die in a war that's not meant to be won. But I should just be mindless and stick an American flag on my car and not really care about the troops. Just say I do, and then good old boys will pat me on the back. So, I mean, yeah, we'll just play. It's a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. La, 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 la. I mean, I would really like to do that, folks. I'd like to take off 2 weeks and you know, drive out west and go up the mountains and camp out. I like to go rent an RV and let my kids run around in the woods and, you know, go fishing. But you know what? I'm not going to do that. I'm going to take off a few days next week, spend time with my family. But, you know, I'm not going to have a country. Okay, we're not going to have any freedom. We're going to be in a very deep depression, all the indicators show, in the next few years if we don't turn this around. And we turn it around, by the way, by letting everybody know who's behind it. If the globalists do a cross-reference, you know, test, they're always testing focus groups, and if they know you're going to blame them for the depression, they won't do it. No. You've got to love them and worship their experts and thank them for helping you, sparing, you know, some basic government welfare that will all be going on. You have to learn to worship your abusers. You have to thank them, never knowing they did it. So, see, I'm desperately trying to tell you who's behind it now to stop it from happening. When you're completely broke in a government line and getting signed up to work in a government factory, our new system, or to be a government Homeland Security minion with an arm patch, and it may get that bad, folks. I know a lot of you will just decide to serve it and just ignore what I said anyways. I understand. I understand. Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. VA head draft beneficial to society. Veterans Affairs Secretary says military draft beneficial, but he doesn't support it. Which is exactly what all the RNC guys have been saying on Fox and CNN for years. They say, well, we really need to have a national service, but not a draft. Oh, no, this is different. President Bush's Secretary of Veterans Affairs said Thursday, that's yesterday, that society would benefit if the country brought back the military draft, then clarified that he doesn't support such a move. Veterans Affairs Secretary Jim Nichols' son spoke a day after President Bush said he is considering sending more troops to Iraq when they don't have them. They're now press-ganging them out of the Navy and out of the Air Force, actively making them go to frontline battle. You thought you'd sign up for the Air Force and you thought you'd avoid it. No, you're going in the meat grinder. The administration has for years forcefully opposed bringing back the draft, and the White House said Thursday that is a position had not changed. But after they blow up a city, belatedly they'll have to. And they admit here that, well, we'll get to the key part of this article when we get back, and then we'll go to your phone calls and get into a bunch of other news about concentration camps. Mm-hmm. Open discussions of them.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
I grossed over $321,000 and I was able to quit my 9-to-5.
You've heard all the buzz. Everyday people are putting the internet to work, making serious money from the comfort of their own homes with online auctions. So much money, so easily, they're actually quitting their jobs. And so can you, with a free CD from Internet Speedway. Yours absolutely free, just for calling. This free CD shows how easy it is to generate real wealth quickly, with online auctions at sites like the internet's largest marketplace, eBay. And you never have to see, store, or even pay for the products you're selling.
I did over $40,000 in sales last month, and I have my own business now. It's like a dream come true.
The strategies are simple. The money is real and the CD is free. Call 1-800-889-2994 now to get your free CD. Call 1-800-889-2994. 1-800-889-2994.
Attention, attention everyone. A brand new invention just released. It's called Wrist Ease, the new patented portable ergonomic wrist support. Wrist Ease comforts your wrists from the sometimes painful tasks of typing, writing, using a mouse, or adding machine. Unlike most conventional wrist pads that are either attached to a mouse pad or lay flat in front of your keyboard, Wrist Ease is totally portable and ideal for laptop users and technicians who are constantly on the go. Wrist Ease is perfect for children doing homework or playing video games. Wrist Ease provides the proper comfort and support for all ages and makes a great stocking stuffer. Honest, Wrist Ease provides comfort for victims of carpal tunnel syndrome and other repetitive injuries. You can order Wrist Ease now at wristease.com. That's Wrist Ease, W-R-I-S-T-E-A-S-E, wristease.com. Once again, wristease.com.
Americans never thought they'd see a draft return. But after Al-Qaeda hit Chicago in 2008, Americans demanded a swift strike. Under President Hillary Clinton's leadership, both the left and right came together. Dissenters were immediately arrested. Huge Al-Qaeda networks were discovered in the alternative news media. Security was brought to the internet. And hate speech was banned. The first empire of the United States was launched for global security. One-child policies were instituted within the empire due to strict new environmental rules to follow UN organization sanctions and agreements to stop global warming. They're building the police state grid all around you. They have national talk show hosts everywhere talking about how they need to put Americans in camps. And here I am looking at a national news story reporting on a FEMA camp outside Austin, Texas. Oh, yes, I'm going to get to that later. But reading from the Associated Press, selective service to test draft machinery. And it goes on, the agency is planning a comprehensive test. Selective service to test draft machinery. The Selective Service System is making plans to test its draft machinery in case Congress and President Bush need it. Even though the White House says it doesn't want to bring back the draft, doesn't want to attack Iraq, knows there's WMDs, isn't buying fake news, turns out all lies. The agency is planning a comprehensive test, not run since 1998,
of its military draft systems. See, that's a spin right there. I read the 99 congressional study, and it said they hadn't done it since the 70s, early 70s, and that they recommended they beef it up and get it ready and then condition the public to accept it. Sell the public, it was their word. The agency is planning a comprehensive test. The test itself would not likely occur until 2009. So, see, there's all these articles going, yeah, there's talk of a draft, get ready for it, but it's far off. It's far off. Oh, that crazy guy Rangel saying, and the head of the Selective Services saying, and the head of the VA, and generals are saying, and Democrats are saying, and Bill Clinton called for it, but it's not happening. Scott Campbell, the Services Director for Operations and Chief Information Officer, cautioned that the readiness exercise does not mean the agency is gearing up to resume the draft, just like the buildup of troops in 2002-2003 wasn't for an attack on Iraq, or the carriers aren't for an attack on Iran right now. No. We're kind of like a fire extinguisher. We sit on a shelf, Campbell told the Associated Press, unless the president and Congress get together and say, turn the machine on, we're still on the shelf. Veterans Affairs Secretary Jim Nicholson prompted speculation about the draft Thursday when he told reporters in New York that society would benefit if the U.S. were to bring back the draft. Later, he issued a statement saying he does not support reinstituting the draft. So you got to get out both messages. Let me make this perfectly clear. There will be a draft. There will be a draft. No draft. No draft. Can you find that clip from a year ago? Was it 2 years ago? There's thousands, literally thousands in the computer up there. A treasure trove. So there's your reports there. Paul wrote an article back in November called The Draft Just Won't Blow Away. Despite Democratic disinterest, plans are carefully laid for reintroduction of conscription absent one catalyzing event. And they're going to announce North American Union to you that we're already in after one catalyzing event. They've just been the head of the CFR. Deputy director's been saying that. This is what they're doing. They're not playing around. They have built it. They have funded it. They have gotten it dusted off. They have gotten it ready. Just like they had the aircraft carriers and the troops masked in the months before 9/11 and had the launch orders to attack Afghanistan on Bush's desk on September 10th. I mean, the government can try to have everything be secret, but the machinery of what they gear up on a mass scale can be read like writing on the wall. I mean, how do I know a camera's face scanning? Well, I can walk up, read the serial numbers off the side of the camera. How do I do that? Just zoom in with a high-powered video camera. I can videotape it. I can go look at the name of the company on the digital box down the road on the highway. I can go type it into Google and find out that camera's hooked into a face scanning software. Then I can do a search on the company and find them bragging about the government contract they got right here in Austin, Texas, from the federal government to put them in. And then later, of course, now they announce it's all scanning your plates, your face, your car, everything. You know, now it's all admitted. But the point is, you see, we can tell with the draft because they're gearing it all up. And draft board heads will shoot their mouths off and go, we need it. We're desperately undermanned. Yes, we're getting ready, but it's going to be more of a top of national service. It's not a draft. It's a national service. It's like David Rockefeller. Oh, we're not setting up global government. We're setting up global governance. The exact same thing. It's like tomato, tomato. No, no, no. There's no tomatoes. There's no tomatoes in this sauce for your spaghetti. There's tomatoes. There's no tomatoes. Okay, all right. There's no tomatoes, there's tomatoes. I got you. I understand. You know, it's like, well, our police wear black ski masks to protect them. Yeah, it's not to hide their identity like an executioner or an inquisitor. It's not for terror. Of course, you can read their actual manuals, and it's for intimidation more than anything, and to hide their identity. But let's just believe them when they tell us the black ski mask is loving. Again, it's not amnesty; it's just total amnesty. All right, let's go to calls. I said I'd go to your calls, and I want to take them. Take them. Let's go ahead and talk to Johnny in Hawaii. How you doing, Johnny?
Hey, thanks a lot, Alex. Yeah, about 3 weeks ago, I sent you a PowerPoint presentation that we use at the facility I work with. It's an Army facility. It's on depleted uranium training. And it's watered down. There's some false information and a few truths, but most of it's false. And basically what they're doing is...
Okay, I'll ask my people where it is. They show me a lot of things, and I get busy and don't see them.
Yeah, I sent it to tips at DifferentWars.com.
Oh, you sent it to an email. You didn't mail
it. Yeah. No, I just...
You might send it again to, say, Aaron at InfoWars or Kevin at InfoWars.
Okay. Yeah, and feel free to use it. Just don't mention my name. But I work at an Army Medical Facility here in Hawaii. And basically, we treat people coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan with various sicknesses, but they keep it pretty well secluded. You know, you don't really get to talk to them or see them that often.
Well, that's freedom.
Yeah. And, you know,
secrecy is good. It's good.
And you're talking about keeping people over there. I had a co-worker whose husband's in the Air Force, and he's just in the reserves. And he's been extended enough time to be on active duty for 4 years now. And he keeps getting 3-month extensions, 6-month extensions. And
yeah,
they
let's
say, well,
be clear about it.
The needs of the Air
let's
Force,
be clear about
know.
It. The American people don't want the war. It's unconstitutional. About 22% of the public does want it. And so when you're in an argument with them, go, hey, isn't this a free country? We don't want the war. And they go, President knows best. And, you know, I mean, this is the attitude. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But this depleted uranium is an enormous, enormous problem. You know, over there,
they admit it. We've had top scientists, doctors on. It's killing them. But
right,
a lot of these
reports.
Parents actually get off on their kids dying. They want to be given the little triangle flag, and they want to hang their dead kid's picture up and feel powerful. I'm telling you, it's human sacrifice. Deep down, they want their kids dead.
Yeah, and they're keeping people over there that are still sick on active duty and making them fight. You know, pretty much what they're doing in a lot of cases.
That's how you abuse the troops. And again, abusing them is supporting them. Cutting them loose is good. And by the way, folks, I know parents of troops, and they do get off on it. They get off on it. They think it's manly. They think it's tough. They think their sons and daughters are Rambo. They get off on it. The people that launched this war are dissolving our borders and dissolving our country. The people that launched this war are killing America. Your children should be here. They should be fighting for this country right now. Go ahead.
Exactly right. This new draft has been in process for about 3 years or so. I believe that's going to also have people working in the U.S., just like the Nazi brown shirts were.
Oh, no. They say, oh, no, sir, we've written articles. We have, and everything we claim, we source with mainstream admissions. 60% of the people in the new national service will serve domestically in industries. It says you'll be assigned to companies, and the government will pay you to work inside critical infrastructure. We'll all have ID cards. It's going to be similar to what the Make Work programs that Roosevelt had, but instead it's all going to be militarized. Look, ITT Technical Institute now is having to shut down teaching electronics because there aren't jobs in that, and it's cop and security guard. We're going into tyranny. The banks already own almost everything, folks. It isn't free market. Now it's about them controlling you, and they're going to gear the economy where they pay people in fiat money in a bankrupt society to just police everybody. That's the new America. Okay, I want the scum out there that have supported the death of this country to know you put yourself in a prison box. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Alex. And one other thing about Timothy McVeigh, that is him. I mean, there's no question about it. That's Timothy McVeigh in those pictures. And that person you had on talking about meeting Timothy McVeigh, that's just a normal black ops scenario, you know, about using him as an essay.
Well, you know, people say, well, his eyes look brown. If you go look at his official Army photo and you go look at all the other admitted photos of him, even on national TV, on most cameras, unless you're right up close, you look at photos of me, my eyes look dark brown. They're blue. They're as blue as the Atlantic Ocean. Okay? I have dark blue eyes. The point is, first they say that, then we show all these side-by-side photos that are admittedly him where they look brown. Then they say his ears aren't right. I hoped it wasn't right. I went and looked. It's the exact same ears, exact same teeth. And then we showed Army photos of him where he looks young. It is a spitting image. Did you see those new photos?
Oh, yes, I sure did, yeah, on your website. And another thing, he could still be alive. That might have just been a setup. You know, he may be somewhere.
Well, mainstream reporters, two different ones, one out of Indiana and another national TV. I forget. One of them is a big famous black reporter. I forget his name. It'll pop in my head in a minute. But we have the articles posted. That was a few years ago. They supposedly, and he said when McVay rolled out, he was breathing.
Oh,
another reporter said, yeah, he was breathing. Oh, yeah, they staged deaths, staged executions. They stage, quote, Al-Qaeda arrest all the time and claim they execute him in Pakistan. Then they admit, oh, he's really a CIA operative, and they let him go. Oh, yeah, look, there's hundreds of cases. That's classic black op. But look, we don't know. All I know is this. They did a voice test, high match. The scientist at a major university says that he would testify. It's McVay. We have those documents posted. It looks just like him. And people say, well, he's a grade lower. Well, if he's in a black op, he probably even had a fake name.
Of course, yeah. He probably has a different face now, too, if he's still alive, and a new identity. You know, he could still be working for the government in some capacity. Who knows? Just the way they work.
But, it's how they roll. Anything else from Hawaii?
Well, one sideline. I did get one of those shortwave radios, and it's great. I got the Kato KA08, I believe it is, and the sound is just tremendous. I'm really glad you're selling those.
Good. How long did it take you to get it after you ordered it?
Only about 6-7 days. I was surprised. It came pretty fast.
Okay. Yeah, that's
over here. You know.
Yeah, that's quick from here to Hawaii. Okay. Well, thank you, sir, for your support. Yeah, we're really trying to get our shipping down to the day of. But frankly, it's usually the day after. We have a small operation. But instead of being a week behind, we've really tried to bust our hind ends and get up to the day. Sometimes we ship stuff the day it comes in, usually the day after. But, so I hope that makes everybody happy. People've been demanding that, you know, like, 'cause they're used to eBay and Amazon. .com, you know, this instant gratification. We're a small operation. We're trying to do what you want. We've actually had to hire another person on top of it, just with our little bit of shipping. It's cost us a lot, but that's okay. As long as that makes you happy, that's good. But here's an example. Everybody's going to be off Monday and Tuesday, so then, you know, orders that come over the weekend aren't going to be shipped on Wednesday, Thursday. But, you know, but the point is we're always getting caught right back up to the day shipping. Is our goal, so I'm, and folks are really liking that. So that's what we've been trying to do. Let's talk to Omar in Toronto, Canada. Go ahead, Omar.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
I know you're going to talk about the FEMA camps a little later, and I just an observation. You know, one thing I never come across or hear too much is Asian Americans or Asian Canadians really speaking up about these issues, and. I think it's a big surprise because they know it could be a reality. You know, in Canada here, they put them in camps. And, you know, I guess they'd be willing to do it again.
Well, there have actually been Japanese groups. Who's the star? What's the name of the Japanese actor from Star Trek? He's been going.
Yeah, I forget the real name, but yeah.
Yeah, I need to get him on. I know he's been on some other shows. Yeah.
But, the, you know, just the average person, you know, I just never hear, you know, too many.
Well, culturally, and this isn't, culturally compared to what Americans were like 100 years ago, mm-hmm. Asians generally are more passive to government corruption because they've been under it longer.
Yeah.
But if you compare Asians in South Korea or even China, they're now less docile than Americans. They'll actually riot and fight and take on the police and win.
Yeah.
I mean, not really, when I say land of the cowards, home of the slaves, folks, I'm saying that because that's really what we become. That doesn't mean you individually. But as a nation, land of the coward, home of the slaves, and home of the surveilled, we need to turn that around.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, it's an uphill fight because there's so many different, you know, facets of this. I just, you know, can't stop thinking about, you know, when people always call and say, well, what can we do? What can we do? To me, I think really it's the Federal Reserve or the fiat system. We've got to truncate it from there, because without that, without the money to dangle the carrot in front of people, you know, they can't carry out their agenda.
Exactly. It's simple. You got private families that own a big private banking system worldwide who control the issuance of money. Of course, they're going to run things. And they don't like free market. Everything, they're not capitalist. Everything they do is about monopoly and using their capital to smash competition.
Well, I don't think there's, you know, there's just not a lot of Joe Bannisters, people like that, who are willing to walk away from a good job and make a stand.
And it's going to get worse. See, that's why, another reason you want to make the economy bad, you got plenty of people that do want to join the military. You got, and as things get worse, you have to join the government to have a job.
Well, up here, it's ridiculous. I'm in construction. I can't get people to show up for $30 an hour to start. That's how lazy and, you know, people are up here. Nobody wants
the
to
Bible says, and I forget the exact passage, Butch Paul always reads it, says that the devil destroys civilizations with plenty. And I think that's true. We are destroyed by the incredible hard work of our ancestors. We're living off what they built.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step by step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean, real hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow, but have a cup of cheer. Have a holly jolly Christmas. And when you walk down the street, say hello to friends you know and everyone you meet. Ho, ho, the mistletoe hung where you can see. Somebody waits for you, kiss her once for me. Have a holly jolly Christmas.
Welcome back.
And in case you didn't hear.
Yeah, I really shouldn't be.
Oh, by golly, have a holly jolly.
I really shouldn't be here looking at this news article about a FEMA camp running outside Austin, Texas. I really shouldn't be upset about all this. It's good. It's good. The trips fill the DU. It's a vitamin. It's a mineral. It's a bone boosting fortification. And I've been wrong. The government doesn't lie to us. It's good. It's run by good people. There's no corruption. There's no stealing going on. There's not trillions missing. They're not building FEMA camps everywhere. The border isn't being destroyed. Everything's fine. I'm wrong. I admit it. George Bush is a good Christian man. There aren't gay prostitutes being brought in continually to the White House or to Bohemian Grove. And Bohemian Grove doesn't exist. Skull and Bones doesn't exist. The Capitol isn't a giant temple here in Austin to Diana. They don't admit it's a temple to Diana when you walk in with a big plaque. And then there's a huge black pentagram behind the Capitol with a big two obelisks coming out of it. I didn't take Russian TV down there and show them that yesterday. Actually, there is, but, you know, who wants to really know that, you know? Just, I do. I mean, I wish that we could just have a holly jolly Christmas, and I do intend to have a holly jolly Christmas. I do think it's a nice time of the year. I have to try to save my country. You did hear a caller earlier from Hawaii talk about how great his Kato Troy radio is. These are really excellent radios. They're as good or better than Sanjian, and I think they're kind of like Sanjian clones. And they're a lot less. Let's say a $109 radio would normally be about $150 if it was Sanjian. And we sell them for less than anybody else I know of out there. You can go check the prices. Really big discounts on these Kato radios we're carrying. We carry five different ones up on Infowars.com. And that way, when you're away from your computer, if you don't have an AM or FM in your area, you can tune in. WWCR is a great shortwave station. Comes in great 11 to 2 during the day, 9 to midnight. Got frequencies posted on the website, Infowars.com. And it's good to have an emergency. You get, you know, hundreds of foreign radio stations, many of them in English. The Dutch and the French have English services. The British have a lot of radio stations on shortwave. You can hear a whole world of Patriot and Truth Radio information on shortwave as well. So I would encourage you to get to some of these radios, go peruse the website. Also, all of my films, the first seven that I never got on DVD, kept saying, put them on DVD, put them on DVD. The Matrix of Evil, the Police State films, America Destroyed by Design, the Masters of Terror, they're all on DVD now. In fact, you can get all three of my Police State films, about 7 hours, three different discs in one box set for $34.95. That's almost half off. It's 45% off. So take advantage of that up on Infowars.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And you can get those Kato radios at Infowars.com as well. All right, we'll start the second hour. Go to some of your calls, then we'll get Dr. Jerome Corsi on about the North American Union.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you...